WTEL podcasts are powered by Stanley Steamer Air Duct Cleaning, Delaware's clean air experts. Call 1-800-STEAMER.
Joining us live, Raymond Bivens, Director of Delaware State Parks. And what do you want to highlight, Raymond?
Some of the history of our state park system that's out there. A lot of folks don't realize Delaware is one of the youngest state park systems in the country. We only date back to 1951, so we're 67 years old this year. And to give folks an idea of how that compares, you know, the National Park Service dates back to 1916, and Maryland goes back to 1906. So before we had a state park system, we were actually operated under what's called the State Parks Commission. And when they were starting a state park system, and ours was so new, some of their first employees actually came from Ohio State Parks, and they asked them to bring with them all their policies and procedures. And you can even see in some of our archives where Ohio is still at the bottom on some of the paperwork of what we use to operate our park for a couple of years.
Well, before we get to specific things for people in Delaware to do, why is it the first state was so far behind?
Well, we were ahead and behind in some way. So, you know, people often ask me what the oldest state park is, and that's a tough one and confusing one to answer. The word Brandywine plays a role in a lot of different ways. So our first official state park that was open to the public was Brandywine Springs State Park, which most people realize isn't a state park anymore. It's a Newcastle County park. Brandywine Park, the famous one where the zoo's located up in Wilmington, is clearly the oldest park that was operated and opened to the public in our state park system. And that one goes, the zoo goes back to 1904, and the Brandywine Park was actually laid out with help from the famous architect, Frederick Olmsted. He's famous for Central Park and other areas. And then to make the Brandywine thing a little more confusing, we also have Brandywine Creek State Park, which that was purchased, the first land for it was in 1965, and land was added to it thanks to Woodlawn trustees and other areas. But at the end of the day, the two oldest state parks still in our system are clearly Trap Pond State Park and Fort Delaware State Park.
And in many respects, those are two of the most unique state parks in Delaware.
They are, and Trap Pond has a very special history. For folks that have traveled around the area, we've been lucky enough to see a lot of the CCC infrastructure. The work that was done by those young men is amazing. In Delaware, there was CCC, but they did a lot of channeling and helping with mosquito control problems and those type of things. Trap Pond was actually set up by the federal government under a program called the Works Progress Administration. It was a part of this much larger network of a cypress swamp that ran into Maryland, all through Gumbo and parts of lower Delaware. But I think not having a state park system is part of the reason why we didn't end up with a lot of CCC structures like our neighboring state park systems have.
CCC?
Civilian Conservation Corps. Yeah, I should have said that in the beginning. Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, I can certainly get a lot of trivia out of this interview, Ray. Oh, you know how I love trivia. Okay.
Absolutely.
Talk about things to do this weekend and beyond.
Sure. So this weekend, we have 53 different programs that are being offered in state parks. Since we were talking a little about history here, I tried to pick stuff that was on the history side of things. At Auburn Heights, we have an open house tour of the mansion house there, and that's at 1 and 3 on Saturday. At 9 a.m. on Saturday at the First State Heritage Park, which is in Dover, we're giving guided tours of the old state house, which dates back to 1791 on the green and, you know, plays a key role in the history and background of our state. And then one of my favorites of the weekend, if you've never done this before, I would encourage people to look it up. We're doing lantern tours at Fort Delaware State Park Saturday night, or at Cape Henlopen State Park, of the Fort Myles area. So it's throughout the whole complex, into the bunker, some great stuff going on there.
So how does that work exactly?
Well, we bring a large group through. We show them the barracks, the cantonment area, the underground bunkers, and kind of tell the story. You know, how Cape Henlopen came to us was through a series of things, but one of the big ones was its military use through time and how it protected Delaware Bay. And a lot of people that drive through the park have no idea that every little mound or bunker or even a lot of the trees they see was put there by the military. You know, Cape Henlopen would be pretty flat if it wasn't for that military history.
Oh, that's something. Other stuff.
One, while we're talking about Cape, that is pretty fascinating. Cape Henlopen is actually one of the oldest public lands in the entire country. So before we were even a state of Delaware, William Penn, we had to have access to the ocean. So we were the three lower counties of Pennsylvania. And he wrote what was issued the Warner Land Grant, where the land that is Cape Henlopen was set aside for the people of Sussex County and Lewis. And Mr. Warner had the access to all the rabbits. Everyone else could come and they could pick beech plums, they could do whatever, but they just could not do anything to the rabbits because they belonged to Mr. Warner.
Well, this notion of public land and public parks, so that goes back to colonial times. A lot of us might have thought more recently.
Yeah, the Boston Commons is seen kind of as a common area. And then also, Niagara Falls is seen as the oldest state park in the country. But this really is an American idea. You know, when you go over to Europe, you're not allowed to trespass, and there's huge boundaries that keep the public from what you would think would be public land, because it's estates and other fiefdoms and things like that. So Ken Burns, the famous filmmaker, called our national parks America's greatest idea, because it really was setting aside this land and having these unique places like Yellowstone's and the national parks even helped create the state parks, because they brought a group together and said, the national parks weren't the total solution. We need these special state parks.
As long as we have a more leisurely time slot here, Raymond, how did you get into state parks?
Well, my background, it's very interesting you brought that up. I started in the Maryland Conservation Corps when I was 17 years old. I helped with some beach grass planting and some other conservation projects. And the reason that's so special to me is we just had our third year of our Youth Conservation Corps, and they're graduating tonight down at Trap Pond, which I think is pretty fitting since that's where the Works Progress Administration, and it sparked an interest in me. I came up as a naturalist and worked at various parks and was lucky enough to kind of promote up through the ranks. Kind of the rest is history from there.
Any final thing you want to mention coming up in August?
The last thing, it's the very end of August, actually into September, something that's really special. I know people love their dogs. As the Killens Pond Water Park wraps up its season, this weekend, we're not open next week, and then you have the next weekend.
Yeah.
I believe it's September 4th, we have what's called Puppies at the Pool, where we turn the water park over to the dogs for one day. And that's just a once-a-year kind of opportunity. I wanted to get that out there for people to know that.
Bring the pets. All right. Have a splendid weekend yourself. We'll talk some more.
Take care.
Take care. Ray Bivens, Raymond Bivens, Director, Delaware State Parks, with both history and events coming up in our state park.